Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 13, Number 12. In the last edition of Clinical Review, my topic was PSN Number 22, Principles of Sports Nutrition, Vitamins and Minerals. Vitamins and minerals are classified as micronutrients. Without them, we can't utilize the energy stored in fats, carbs, and proteins. Vitamins and minerals are the principal catalysts that activate change, as they are essential to the production of enzymes, and it's the enzymes that catalyze that activate change. No one's alive without enzymes. They're critical to life. That's why I like living foods, foods with enzymes that are active and still viable to consume in the body. Vitamins are categorized as fat-soluble, including vitamins A, D, E, and K, and water-soluble, including the B vitamins and vitamin C. Minerals are classified as macrominerals and microminerals. The differences pertain to the actual amount we essentially require. So, for example, calcium is an essential macromineral, and that's because the body needs calcium in milligrams. You know, I take a couple of grams a day plus the food, so that's 2,000-4,000 milligrams. Whereas selenium, for example, which is also essential, that's a micromineral, and that's because the body needs much smaller amounts measured in micrograms. Say you could take 200 or 400 micrograms, and of course, 1,000 micrograms equals 1 milligram. So that's how we differentiate the two, between the macro and the micro. Now, most people erroneously think they get all the vitamins and minerals they need from diet alone, but in reality, when you chemically and objectively analyze what people actually eat, it becomes blatantly obvious that this belief is false. The majority of food calories in North America are depleted, acid-forming, and lacking, not only in many of the essential vitamins and minerals, but also hundreds of carotenoids, thousands of flavonoids, and countless intrinsic players produced by nature, from nature, needed for optimal genetic expression, good health, and a strong, robust immune system. As the year 2014 comes to an end, my topic on this edition of Clinical Review is related to the reason why I enjoy living in Hawaii so much, why I like to spend as much time as possible there, and why we're currently setting up in Honolulu our new satellite office branch of CHI. And yes, everyone is welcome to come by for a visit. You know, I really highly recommend that you get out there sometime if you've never been, and of course, check out the other islands too. You get to Oahu, and then you get to Maui or Kauai or the big island called Hawaii. There's Molokai and Lanai. It's very cool. Each island is unique and different, but it's all part of this Hawaiian island chain, and you get the aloha happening, and it grooves into your spirit, and it's wonderful. Now, my topic today is natural health, Hawaiian style, how it all got started. My story begins in 1982. I was working at a health food store and was newly married with a baby on the way. After a wonderful RV honeymoon on the rugged Oregon coastline, we returned home to find dozens of unopened wedding gifts on the front room floor of our small basement suite in Burnaby. A sudden eureka moment had us spontaneously planning to move to Hawaii and have our baby there. It had been a long time dream to live there, and we agreed that there was no time like the present. Mere days later, we cashed in our wedding gifts, had a garage sale, gave our notice, and bought 2 one-way tickets to Honolulu. We had $2,000 to our name, no place to stay and no jobs, but we didn't care. We had each other and were on a mission. We were going to live in Hawaii, and my child would be born there. We arrived at the Honolulu airport, then made arrangements to fly to the Big Island. Once we arrived in Kona, we headed straight for the closest campsite. We hopped a bus, hitched a ride, and walked for miles over landscape that reminded us of the moon. We reached the site, and I pitched our tent. "We made it," I said. "We're here." We devoured some dried fish and fresh pineapple, watched the sky blaze as the sun set behind the horizon, then crashed into a deep sleep. The next morning, we woke up to a velvet blanket of heat and the sound of waves crashing against the shore. Sandy beaches, swirls of black lava rock, green turquoise sea, endless blue sky, and a radiant, bright yellow sun enveloped us. It stirred my soul. Okay, I said, let's find some work. I scoured the help wanted section of the local newspaper. There it was. The ad read, wanted. Couple to help out on 35-acre dairy farm. Lodging, work clothes, and food provided. Please call. We got to a phone and explained our situation. The fellow urged us to come over, meet in person, and talk story. We did, and I was hired on the spot. My job was to herd 80 dairy cows from the pastures to the milking stations three times a day. I would help get them into their stalls, hook them up to milking tubes, steer them back to the fields, and clean up any mess left behind. Our home was a cozy little cabin. It had no running water or electricity, but plenty of warm blankets. On the slopes of Mauna Loa, it gets cold at night. We cooked our dinner over an open fire and gazed up at the stars through the brilliant night sky. It was amazing. We drank fresh raw milk, ate freshly picked organic vegetables, feasted on local papaya and guava fruit, and ate some of the best organic grass-fed beef I have ever tasted. After the first week, I called my friend John, who lived in Maui. He asked what we were up to, paused for a moment, then invited us to come over. Kihei is a great place to raise a family, said John. You can stay with me until you find your own place. Well, I'm not one to squander an invitation like that. So we thanked the Kansas couple that helped us get started, packed up our stuff, and caught the next flight to Maui. In less than a week, we secured a small cottage in Maui Meadows, and I was hired as a room service waiter at the Westin Wailea Resort Hotel. My job was to serve breakfast to hotel guests. It was a blast. We had a ton of fun and made great tips. I made some really great friends at that hotel. I learned to scuba dive, windsurf, and sail. Every weekend, we'd get together for family picnics on the beach. We'd swim, body surf, play barefoot soccer, basketball, and ping pong for hours. Then I met Sammy the cook. Sammy was a local Hawaiian, born and bred. He drove a Jeep and lived to fish. We quickly bonded and hung out together frequently. He taught me how to throw net, Hawaiian style, free dive, and spearfish, hunt for taco, which is octopus, and where to find lobster at night. And when we found one, or two or three, we cooked it right on the beach. And in Hawaii, they say, good grinds, bruh. Sammy showed me places only locals knew about, incredibly lush bamboo forests, breathtaking hidden waterfalls, and freshwater streams that flowed endlessly out to the sea. Maui is the Valley Isle. We built a gym under a huge mango tree. After work, we'd lift for an hour, then drive down to the beach to swim and body surf. My daughter Daisy was born at home December 12, 1982. She was delivered into my arms with the expert guidance of a local kahuna midwife. The experience was unforgettable. I was living the life I had dreamed of and was feeling a profound and deep sense of satisfaction. My experiences in Hawaii left a deep imprint on how I live my life, how I teach, how I train, and how I eat. I believe I got a real sense of what health truly is and can be. Living there as a local helped shape my philosophy of natural health, life purpose, healing, athletic performance, outdoor living, and living organically. Today, I teach the health principles associated with using high-density organic whole food, natural health products, and a multidisciplinary approach to living and training. My students, as you all know, are as eclectic as my philosophy. Each one of them is an inspiration to me and Tracy. They're elite athletes, personal trainers, health professionals, health food store retailers, teachers, coaches, and health enthusiasts. Hawaii is an organic experience. If you're really into health and want to experience what it really means, please visit Hawaii. Hike through bamboo forests, swim in the ocean, climb up volcanic craters, or simply watch the sunsets. They will blow your mind. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Tulsi Gabbard, American politician and U.S. representative for Hawaii's second congressional district since 2013. Hawaii is a special place because we have a very diverse population there who are very respectful and tolerant of those who have differing opinions and different views.